a baby. And so I felt a great pressure from somebody to move to Canada. And so we left that ministry in great hands, and we came to Canada. And as I stepped off the plane, I really didn't really know what the Lord had for me. I'd phoned ahead and contacted people, and there was a few opportunities for ministry. But then I was contacted by Vancouver Urban Ministries to go to find out about their ministry and to consider becoming the executive director of the ministry there. And so for me, it was about discovering what this ministry is all about. And I guess that's what it's about this morning. I'd like to discover a little bit about this ministry, and we'd really covet your prayers for us as we continue to work in the downtown east side. So hopefully this will work. Ah, there we go. So yeah, this is my name, David Innes. I'm from Scotland, from Glasgow originally. I have similar roots to Westminster Bible Chapel. I was brought up in the Brethren Church in Glasgow, and so I've got Brethren roots there. And but my wife and I have lived all over the world. I've been a pastor in Scotland and a pastor in Texas and in England as well, and now ministering here in Canada. So we have some international experience, but we're delighted to be here. And so I just wanted to tell you a little bit about the ministry first of all, then share a little bit, some stories from the ministry of what God is doing. So first of all, our roots. It's important to know where Vancouver Urban Ministries began. And so our roots are really from New Beginnings Baptist Church. In 2007, one of the leaders there began to form his own ministry. His name was James Lee. And the roots really were in a concern for young people and children in the downtown east side. And he was particularly focused, as New Beginnings are, on First Nations young people. And so they began really as a ministry in 2007, gathering young people together and teaching them how to worship God, and sharing the good news with them. And that was the roots of the ministry. And then in 2009, they did a survey of the community along with the Salvation Army and World Vision. And they looked at the downtown east side and they asked the question, how could we best minister in the downtown east side? And the answer came back that there was problems with education. The children were really struggling in their education, especially amongst First Nations children. And so in 2009, they began a tutoring ministry in East Vancouver. And it was a very specialized kind of tutoring, and we'll come on to that. But that was really the roots of the ministry. We are actually officially a ministry of the Fellowship Pacific Baptist Churches, but we are not limited to the Baptist churches. We've got many connections across the church spectrum in Vancouver. So that's the roots of the ministry. And then from that, our passion began to be to help little children with learning difficulties take big strides. Our concern was for the children in East Vancouver who are really struggling with learning difficulties, and how they could actually break free of the kind of trap of poverty that they were in. These little children were struggling to read, to do math, and so we began to work with the children in East Vancouver to help them to overcome these learning difficulties. So what do? Our children, we provide free one-on-one specialized tutoring to little children with learning difficulties in Vancouver's poorest neighborhoods. The children we work with suffer from dyslexia, ADHD, fetal alcohol syndrome. And so the core of what we do is tutoring little children and helping them as they make their way through elementary school. We work in the after-school program in two public elementary schools in the downtown east side. As you see here, the first one is Lord Strathcona Elementary. If you know that school at all, it's right in the downtown east side. It's right on the edge of Chinatown. And so we began tutoring in there in 2009, And now we're well established in that school. The school love the ministry, and they know we're a Christian ministry, and they welcome us into the school there every week. And then in 2011-12, we began ministering in what was McDonald Elementary School. But in 2012, they began to develop it as Vancouver School Board's Aboriginal Focus School. And so they've renamed it. And would anyone like to try to say the name? You see, being Scottish is good to say this name, actually. It's Capay Elementary. And it actually means cedar. So it's Cedar Elementary School. And so we began to tutor in there as well. And again, we've got a great relationship with the principal and the teachers in that school. And so we tutor in the schools on Monday to Thursday between the hours of 3 and 6 p.m. So we take little children there and we tutor them there. Our children are referred to as by their school teachers, and they're at least 2 years behind in their education. It's fairly typical that they can't read at all, or they're certainly very poor readers when they come to our program. Now, I don't know if you know this, but some of you I know are involved in education, but this is not just a problem of the downtown east side. Across BC, I read recently from the Teachers Association that there's 17,500 classes in BC with four or more children with learning difficulties in the class. And there's 3,800 classes with seven or more children with learning difficulties. So this is a challenge right across BC. The children are going through school struggling with illiteracy. In fact, the statistics would suggest that 20% of children will not complete high school, and another 20% will graduate high school while being functionally illiterate. So this is a BC-wide, and in fact Canada-wide, issue. And it's great to be part of a Christian ministry which is addressing this issue, certainly in a small way in the downtown east side. So these little children are amazing. Many of them have great potential in life, but they struggle with reading simply because they have a learning difficulty. Some of our children are very challenged, and just getting them to read and to progress in their reading is a great achievement. But some of our children, when they break through the barriers of reading, they take off and they begin to engage with literature and do very well at school. It's an amazing thing. So our children receive 2 hours of free tutoring every week. We give it on two separate days. They either have Monday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Thursday. And we use the Orton-Gillingham multisensory approach to help them gain literacy and catch up to grade level. Now, if you don't understand Orton-Gillingham, just talk to Anne, because she's trained in Orton-Gillingham. But Orton-Gillingham is an approach developed in the 1930s in the USA. It's multisensory. It deals with phonics. And so it really helps children. The original intent was for children with dyslexia. And so it helps children to really break down words, understand how the sounds fit together and put them back together again. And it's amazing to watch our little children who have failed in their classes and who have very low self-esteem, when they begin to catch hold of how to read, their eyes light up and they become, their confidence increases, their self-esteem grows, and they begin to really thrive in reading and also in math. One of our little girls was told she would never be able to do math. And within 3 months of the program, she was doing long multiplication and long division. Praise God. And so it's great to see little children really catch up. One of the joys every year is when we sit with the school principals and they say, we don't need that kid in the program anymore. He's caught up or she's caught up. And it's amazing what God does, just working in these little children's lives to help them to catch up. Okay, we also provide free piano lessons to children in Capay Elementary School through our Eagle Youth Music School. This is at the heart of what VUM was at the start. And so this year we had 8 children in a music program. And just recently we had a recital. And it's great to see these little kids with bow ties and hair slicked back and playing the piano and their parents all loving on them and appreciating them. And of course, music also helps kids educationally. It teaches them discipline and all kinds of wonderful things. So it's just so great to see these kids learning music and enjoying music as well. Where do children come from? Well, 60% of our children are from a First Nations background. Most of the children in Capay Elementary are First Nations, and so we tutor 13 children in Capay Elementary this year, and also about half of the children in Strathcona Elementary, we tutored 22 this year in Strathcona. And so half of the children there are also from an Aboriginal background. The rest are mainly from a Chinese Asian immigrant background. And the majority of our children are brought up in single-parent families. And for many others, they really come from chaotic family situations. And so one of the great things, that in the schools we honour what the public school system asks us to do, and we don't preach the gospel. But having Christian tutors alongside little children makes such a tremendous difference. To actually demonstrate the love of God to these kids who come from these backgrounds where often they struggle is such an amazing thing. And the actual relationship between our tutors and these little kids is amazing to watch. And how these little kids grow just through being in touch with a Christian tutor. And so what an amazing thing it is to see these kids grow, not only educationally, but emotionally and even spiritually, just through that one-on-one contact. You know, they almost can't help themselves. So the kids just ask spiritual questions of the tutors in the class. It's amazing when you get Christians and little kids together, then God's in the midst of it, and they begin to ask questions and inquire. And of course, it would be rude, very rude, not to answer. And so we do. Okay. We have the most amazing volunteer tutors. These tutors come to East Vancouver twice a week, and they tutor our kids twice a week. And we've got such a great team coming. Our tutors receive 40 hours of free training in the Orton-Gillingham approach. And we do that in September and January. They give up their 4 Saturdays in September and January to be trained to be able to tutor these kids. And then they come for a minimum of 2 hours per week on separate evenings. Some of our volunteers tutor multiple children. And so what an amazing group of volunteers we have. Last year, we tutored 38 children in a tutoring program. Now, that was quite an achievement. The previous year, it was 20 children. This year, it was 38 children. Pray for us. Next year, we're aiming for 60. So pray for us that we can really impact these little kids. We had 14 tutors in a program. These pictures are from our tutor appreciation, our volunteer appreciation dinner. And so these are the folks that are really giving their time and their talents and their prayers and their efforts to teach these little children. Okay, so you may be asking, where does the gospel come in all of this? Good question. So we actually, because of our tutoring program, we get to work with the families of our children. And that's an amazing opportunity. And so we gather the families together once a month for a meal together, where we do several things. We share about the success of the children, how they're growing educationally. We minister to them through one-on-one personal relationship building, just encouraging them, praying for them. The number of prayers that we get asked for is amazing. But also we share the Word of God. These are events which are outside our tutoring program. Actually, one of them takes place in the school in Capay Elementary, but we still share the Word of God in that circumstance. And we gather our families together. We had 2 family gatherings this last week, which were graduation events, and we had over 90 family members there at these events, hearing the word of God. And I'll tell you some great stories that come out of that about what God is doing in the life of some of these families. We hold special events at Easter and Christmas. Our Easter Carnival, we had 133 family members came. And at our Christmas celebration, we had 180 family members at our two celebrations. So 40 children plus the 8 in the music school translates to 180 family members. Isn't that amazing? And so we have access to these family members to share the gospel with them and to show the love of Christ to them. And what an amazing opportunity it is to do that. And yeah, I can tell you at the Christmas events at Easter, more than any, we were very forthright with the gospel, and they understand where we're coming from. And so that's really the core of what Vancouver Urban Ministries does. I hope that makes sense to you, that you understand the kind of core of what we do. So how does it fit into Mission Sunday? And I just want to explain that a little bit to you, what my passion is and what I feel our mission is. So our mission is that, first of all, we're a compassion ministry. We reach out with compassion because we understand that without education, these little children are not going to succeed. They're not going to graduate high school. Without the kind of free one-on-one tutoring we offer them, you know, the school teachers, we have a great partnership with them. They do a great job, but their ability to do that one-on-one tutoring is just so limited. And so our ministry coming alongside the teaching staff is so vital, because otherwise these children are caught in a cycle of poverty, a cycle of addiction, all kinds of things that go on in their families. If we can't break out that cycle, then they're bound for that same kind of lifestyle. And so without being able to read or write or to do math, then they're just processed through school. We went to visit Britannia High School the other day. We're trying to link in with their homework club for our kids when they go to high school. And the teacher there was telling us that officially 30% of the children in the high school, secondary school, have got learning difficulties. But unofficially, it's more than 50%. And so we are trying to break that progression to bring little children able to read and write and to thrive in their work. I met a couple of our kids there at the homework club. I was delighted that the kids from our program had actually found the homework club, and asked them how they were doing. And Kevin and Johnny, who joined our program, two brothers, and they had struggled with reading and writing, but then they caught up almost to grade level before they left. And I said to little Johnny, "How are you doing in high school?" He said, "Well, I'm really struggling in science. I only got a C." And I said, "Well, if you're struggling in science, what about the rest of your subjects?" He said, "Oh, B plus and A." And so what an amazing achievement. Now that he's able to read, he can fly in high school. And that's what we're really aiming for. But we're a compassion ministry. And when you see these little children, it just feels like these verses in Matthew chapter 9. It says, "Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field.'" And often when I look at our families, it feels like that they're harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And as I walk through the downtown east side, I see so many people struggling with life, desperate for the good news of the kingdom, to understand the love of God, the love of a heavenly Father, to understand that they, to come into that relationship with Jesus so that they can understand that they're children of a living God. And so we're a ministry of compassion. Our compassion, our love, the love of God compels us to go to reach out to these little children, to help them in their needs, to bring them out of where they are. And so we're a compassion ministry. But we're also a gospel proclamation ministry. And often in this world, it seems to be one or the other, doesn't it? If you're a compassion ministry or a social justice ministry, then you can't be a gospel proclamation ministry. But you know, we are working hard and we're praying and we're seeking the Lord as to how we can best proclaim the gospel in a culturally relevant way to the families that we are in contact with. And so we are a gospel proclamation ministry. In Matthew 19, it says, people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And we believe it's great to give kids education. What a gift to give them an education where they can read and write and do math and progress in their life. But the greatest gift of all we can give our children is the gift of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so our purpose and our passion is to be a gospel proclamation ministry so that little children and their parents can come to know Jesus. I know in my own family, my father came from a really rough area of Glasgow, and his father was an alcoholic. And my father got saved in a Brethren church in Springburn, Glasgow at the age of 14. And it changed everything for our family. Everything changed. My father was not an educated man. He had to leave school early to help raise money for the family. But he was a Bible-loving man and a preacher and an elder in the church. And it changed for our family. The whole poverty and alcoholism was broken in our family. And all our family, you can take from children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, are believers in Jesus and followers of Jesus, praise God. And we want to see that in our children as well. We want to see breaking not only the educational barriers to children, but we want to see them breaking into the kingdom of God to understand who they are, raising children that love Jesus and serve Jesus. And so we're a gospel proclamation ministry as well. I just wanted to read to you something that really encouraged me. This is from John Stott. And it's several slides long, so follow along if you will. But I think it's really an encouragement to me as we struggle as a ministry to be both truly compassionate, not just compassionate with a purpose, but truly compassionate to our families, but also truly gospel-centered. And John Stott said this. He said, in John's gospel, we find the most costly expression of Christ's commission to his church. Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Jesus deliberately made his mission the model for our mission. So our understanding of our mission must be understood directly from the mission of Jesus. Jesus came to serve. Certainly he preached repentance and the coming of the kingdom of God. He taught in the nature of the kingdom, but he also served out of a heart of unconditional love. It is impossible to separate the works of Jesus from his words. He fed hungry mouths, he washed dirty feet, he healed the sick, comforted the sad, and even restored the dead to life. Now he sends you and I as the Father has sent him. Our mission like his is to be one of service as well as proclamation. In order to serve, Jesus was sent. He walked in our shoes. He sends us into the world to identify with others as he identified with us. As evangelical Christians, we are meant to be incarnational in our mission, to involve ourselves deeply in others' lives, to think ourselves into their culture and their problems, and identify with them in their pain. Jesus sends us into the world the way the Father sent him into the world. Amen. Great words from John Stott. And that's what we're striving to do as well, to be that truly compassionate ministry, but also effectively proclaim the Word of God, whether in personal evangelism or through our family gatherings, through our special events. We want people to engage with the Savior, to meet the Savior, to give their lives to him, to declare him Lord in their lives, and to be discipled. And that is our great purpose. And we are struggling. We're dealing with different cultures, with Aboriginal culture. Being new to Canada, that's a struggle for me to understand Aboriginal culture. But fantastic people, great people that we're engaging with. And God is doing an amazing thing. I also wanted to just a little quote from John Piper as well, from his book, Don't Waste Your Life. And he said, "We dare not choose between the motives to love people and glorify God. They are not separate motives. Acting in one includes acting on the other. You cannot love your neighbor or honor God without doing both. Showing practical mercy to the poor displays the beauty of Christ and makes the Christian faith credible. Mercy shown to the suffering validates the authenticity of our faith message." Amen. And so we strive to do that. I just wanted to finish by telling you a few stories. I think I've got some time. So I just wanted to tell you a few stories of some of our kids to show how this works out practically. So this is little Johnny. He's with his tutor Ruth there. And he was actually being asked to do a writing assignment on this day. And this is what he wrote. "When I lived in Peru, I never knew what kind of thing happened in church. I had a normal life, and the only thing is that I went and knew nothing at church. I never understood what happened there. But after I came to Canada, I began to understand what happens at church and how you can be saved by just believing in Jesus. At the end, I was happy that I had a new friend, and it was awesome." Amen. Now, these are two little kids that have been brought up by a single mother, him and his brother Kevin. They got through Vancouver Urban Ministries, they got connected to Nawana's group in Christ Church for China in downtown Eastside. And I tell you what, these kids are beautiful Christians. They really trust God. At our Christmas event, little Johnny came to me and he said, he's very polite, and he said, "David, I have to leave. I have to leave early from the Christmas event." I said, "Where are you going, Johnny?" He said, "To church." I said, "Go." And so Johnny was telling me that the parents round about are asking them to invite their kids to church because they want them to be like Johnny. Isn't that amazing? And so here are two little kids that have come through the program and are serving God and are thriving in their education, but also are serving Jesus in downtown Eastside as two brothers. What an amazing thing that God is doing in their lives. This is little Kyle. Kyle came to us in 2016. He started the same time as me, so I've got a good affection for him. I started then, he started then. He came to us, he's been raised by a single mom again. Kyle has severe ADHD. He takes medication to keep him calm. But when he came to us, he couldn't read a lick. His mom had tried to put him in various programs to help him learn to read, but there were group programs, and he just couldn't concentrate. So in September 2016, he joined our program. He couldn't sound the alphabet. He didn't know how to write his name. He couldn't read. By March 2017, he was reading. Praise God. By December 2017, he stood up in his church and read the Christmas message. Amen. And June 2018, he and his mom were sponsored to go to Jerusalem, and he told me all about to the Holy Land, and he told me all about his trip to the Holy Land and how these were the places that Jesus walked. But just the other night, at our graduation event, his mom came excitedly to see me, and she had a little video on her phone, and it was a video of little Kyle being baptized. Isn't that amazing? And so here's a little kid, again, go through the program. He's actually caught up to grade level in his reading. He's still on a program because he needs our support. But here's a little kid who's following Jesus and has been baptized and who loves Jesus. He sings in the youth choir at church and does amazing things. And so God is really working that little boy's life. And I'm sure God's got great things for him. I don't know if you can see this little girl. I think she's sucking up some noodles there. With her mom on the right-hand side of the picture there. This is Aveen and her mom Farah, and they came to. So at one of our events on Thursday, I was giving a daily bread to one of our Aboriginal parents. He loves to read daily bread, and I give it to him all the time. And Farah, the mom, saw me giving it, and she said, "Could I have one of these?" She said, "I'm trying to read the Bible." And so I gave her that one. And I gave her a Bible to be able to read, and so she was delighted with that. And she said to me, and little Avine was with her, she said to me, we went to church on Sunday. I took Avine to church on Sunday, and Avine said, no, 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 no. I told you we needed to go to church. I took you to church. And so this little girl, from the first day she joined our program, the first family gathering, she told me she wanted to be baptized. And, you know, there's just something about the Spirit of God in this little girl. And please pray for her, because they've been trying to find a church. The mum's quite a nervous person. But right at this moment, they have met up with one of our senior tutors and they're going to a church in East Vancouver right now, this morning. So please pray for Avine and her mum, Farah. They're seeking God. And God is really working, especially in that little girl's life. She said to me when she left, she said, thank you for the Bible, thank you for the notes, thank you for everything. And she's excited about learning about Jesus. So pray for that little girl as she seeks God. And then lastly, I just want to tell you Joanna's story. Joanna's just, this is her with her tutor Sharon, and receiving her certificate. But Joanna's just such a lovely little girl. And again, she's been raised by a single mom in East Vancouver. And it was drawn to her attention about 6 months ago that she and her mum live in the most terrible of circumstances. Little Joanna's been trying to go along to youth groups and do some stuff in the church. And her mum goes to the Mennonite Chinese church in East Van. But they live in the most terrible of circumstances. They live right in the corner of Main and Hastings, right in the centre of the downtown east side. And the place they live in is virtually a drug den. They've got a room in there. And they were telling some of the stories. It's just horrific. And they going in, they get threatened going in the door sometimes. Men threaten them with needles. The men walk around the corridor naked when this little girl's trying to get to her home. They've been in rummaging through their room. They've caught some of the men in there just trying to take stuff from them. They have precious little, and they're in this terrible circumstance. Just recently, they came out of the room, there was a dead body lying outside their door. And this little girl had to deal with all that. She's smiling here, and she looks great, because she's with us at VUM, but she has night terrors and wakes in the night. She can't sleep. And so we're working, please pray, we're working to try to get her into a new housing situation. We're working hard, and I think we've actually found somewhere that can actually give them new housing. But please pray for little Joanna. She's so open to the gospel and so open to things. And please pray for her that she would really discover real faith in Jesus. And they're so grateful for what we're trying to do with them in housing and what we do in the tutoring. And so please pray for her as she advances. She's got another year, then she'll be going to high school. Okay, just to finish, some prayer points. Our aim for 2019 is to train 10 extra tutors and tutor 60 children. I put out an advert and we've got about 10 tutors willing to be trained. Yay! And so we're well on the way. And we're planning a summer VBS in August of this year where we'll gather our children for vacation Bible school and we'll do some fun things with them as well. We're praying to expand into another school in East Vancouver, so please pray about that. We're looking at ways of making our family gatherings more effective and relevant. And that is a struggle that I'm constantly praying about. So please pray with me about that. And we're beginning to train churches in other communities who are going to be able to bring this ministry to their local schools and to impact families in their communities. We're doing this in Delta and out where I live in Maple Ridge. And so I just wanted to finish with these verses. From Paul and Peter. Paul says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that through his poverty, through his poverty might become rich. And Peter says, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving the example that you should follow in his footsteps. So, how can you be involved? I couldn't let you away without telling you. So here's a few ways. You can be a tutor. We're still looking for tutors to come to East Vancouver. And so if you've got availability, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, between 3 and 6, we've got great, many of us tutors come from UBC, from Simon Fraser, from all the universities come, and they give their time, and that is an amazing thing. You can volunteer as a music teacher, same, it's only one night a week, but same kind of time scale. Come and be a music teacher, teach a little kid to play piano. You can, as a group, maybe a small group or a group in the church, you can provide a meal for one of our family gatherings and come along, meet our families, interact with them, just show them the love of Christ. Amazing thing. Please, please pray for our ministry that we'll have open doors for the gospel and we'll continue to have open doors. It's quite an amazing thing that a Christian ministry is in a Vancouver school, public school, and we're accepted, and they know we're a Christian ministry, and so please pray that these doors will stay open and that other doors are open for the gospel. And you can give to the work of the ministry, of course, through our website there. You can give gifts or give monthly if you feel like really supporting this ministry. Guys, thank you so much for allowing me to share. Thank you for, thank you for your encouragement as I've shared there. Please be encouraged that God is at work amongst little children in East Vancouver. He's doing amazing things, and continue to pray for us that Jesus would be known amongst Aboriginal families and immigrant Chinese families. Thank you. Amen.